There are several states that are saying that if somebody refuses to save his life, you can't do nothing, because this is a right of privacy, this is a right of autonomy, that every person has his right to decide if to live or to die. And we have to, according to one of the judges, we have to go along with this concept, and according to this, he said the operation was illegal. But in this case, he said, the judge, it seems that this person who refused to the operation was not healthy in his mentality. Maybe he was not mad, but nearly not in a status that he might decide upon his life. For that reason, he said, we shall not hearken to what he wishes and here the operation was legal. But the other judge, it is to be emphasized, the other judge said, why we shall go with according to the American system, why we shall not go according, why we shall not decide according to the Jewish sources? And we know, as we earlier said about Shabbat, that it is allowed to make Chilul Shabbat. It means to make such acts that are generally not allowed to be done in Shabbat. We should do it to save life, as pikuach nefesh, to save life. The same on Yom Kippur. It is known very well that it is not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. It's a day of atonement. It's Yom Kippur. It's the only day in a year that we are not allowed not to eat, not to drink. Now, if somebody is not healthy and to save the life has the duty to eat, he has to eat to save his life. From here we see that the value of life is more important than other values. In this case, said the one of the judges of the Supreme Court, we shall give our decision according to this concept, and for that reason this operation was legal. We shall not go far to look for other sources as from America. We have our own moral values from the Jewish sources, and we shall adopt those values, and according to the Jewish values, he decided that this operation was legal. This is an example how we might use the Jewish sources, as in this case, to give a better, according to our understanding, a better resolutions for such cases as preserving human life. Because human life, of course, is more important than other rights, as the right to privacy. This is an example of several cases that privacy will not preserve because of other values. A very interesting question is in another area, for example, in schools. Are the teachers or the principal of the school is entitled to open letters or to listen to conversation of the students if he thinks that one of the students has to do with criminal persons, with such persons that might disturb the whole work of the educator. Does the educator has a permission to open letters or not? There are such views that they say that not only to preserve life gives permission to interfere with the right of privacy, but also the right of not the physical life but the mental life, or the quality of life of this person will be also a good reason to interfere with the privacy and to reveal the secrets of this pupil, of this student in this case, to know if he intend to do bad things with other friends of his or not. This is an example of an area not of saving life, but saving spirit of the person, that this in this occasion there are views that also allows to do to interfere with the privacy. There are other views that they say that it is not worth to go this way, because if it will be known to the students that the principal of the school allows himself to do such things, it might breach the confidence that should be between pupils, between students and the teachers, and it's better not to do. But this is already another aspect of the problem that we have to consider. But in principle, it is very important to know that there are such cases, that in such cases we are allowed or we should reveal secrets. Another question is in other area of public servants. Let we say that one of the ministers or the prime minister or the president behaves not as he should behave, and are we entitled to reveal the secrets to the public, that the public should know that the representative of the public is behaving not well? Or it might be that he behaves with criminal affairs or other affairs, that it is not in accordance of what we anticipate from such a person. Is it allowed to reveal secrets of those persons? The answer here will be also that if it is for the public good to know about the behavior of this person, because he can't serve the public if he, for example, he's not healthy, or he behaves not well, and because of this reason we can't continue to allow him to be our representative as a member of the Senate or as a member of the government or as a president. In such cases there are situations that we are allowed to reveal those secrets, but if it has nothing to do with his public affairs, if there are such cases that his secrets is very interesting to the public, but only as gossip, as it is interesting but not more, it doesn't, if such details doesn't disturb his regular serving the public. It has nothing to do with this. In such cases, it would not be allowed to reveal secrets, because those secrets has nothing to do with his public affairs. So here we have to distinguish between such behaviors that has to do with his task, with his office, or such secrets that only people are very interesting, maybe, might be very interesting to know, but this is not a good reason to reveal secrets, because people wish to know details about others. This, of course, can't be a good reason to reveal, and here the right to privacy, of course, is more of importance to not to reveal those secrets. Now, another area at all of revealing secrets is looking to another assets. There is a special law in the Jewish sources dealing with injury by overlooking premises. In Hebrew, it is known already in the time of the Talmud as it has a legal term of hezek ria, a tort to an injury, cause an injury by overlooking. When I look to others, to private premises, and I am looking what he is doing in his private home. In this case, it is not allowed to look what a person is doing in his private home, and here is not only a moral duty not to do it. We know that in the Torah we might find laws dealing with privacy, or in the Shulchan Aruch, or in the responsa literature, that it's very well known that Jewish sources are written in responsa literature. Responsa literature are those writings that Jewish judges wrote to in such cases that where they were asked about cases that came before them as judges, and they decided, they gave their decisions, and they wrote those decisions in their books, and these decisions were afterward compiled in books that we call it responsa literature. We might find many responsa that deals with the right of privacy. With this way, we may see that Jewish sources might serve the modern community, the modern society, not only in classical areas as monetary affairs of sale and other classical areas of law as penal law and civil law, but also in this area of human rights, as the right of privacy. Jewish sources might serve very much, maybe more than in other areas, because here in this area of human rights, we are saying that Jewish sources, not as other legal systems, understood long ago already that the person, as we mentioned in the beginning of our lesson, gave weight not only to tangible values, not only to monetary values as money and assets, but also to human values. And this is the reason why Jewish sources gave a very big weight to such values as privacy, as well as other spiritual values, as in other areas of law, as let we say copyright law. The Jewish sources might give very good responses to the questions of copyright law, because they understood that the rights of a person is not only to live his life with protecting his body, but to live his life while protecting his spirit. And this is unique, I would say, to the Jewish sources, and this is what Jewish sources might contribute to the modern society. Thank you.